Very much, yeah.
Thank you. Can I add one last thing,
please,
for you?
Please.
I'm tired of people blaming the current administration and others in our generation. These problems began many years ago. And what has been exciting to me is it was the church that began the abolitionist movement. Yeah. It was the church and whites and blacks working together that started the NAACP. They didn't have a black leader at the beginning of time. It was the church that led through in the civil rights movement. So I want to offer you my support in these listening sessions in that the church needs to come together. I believe we can unify better than any group. And what we're looking for you to do is to give structural guidance, which you're working on, and you've already brought forth some amazing things. But I want to affirm that Democrats can't kneel down and wear kente cloth and stop black pain. Republicans can't take some one-time act and stop black pain. But I believe we've got a man here who's courageous enough, yes, to begin something that's tough,
yes,
and that we're going to this time heal. And so I weep over this. I pray for you, as you know.
Thank you.
And we believe that we're going to get it right. I got to say one last thing. Being I lost my late wife a couple years ago. I found out in dealing with her that sometimes you just got to listen, feel her pain. If you try to fix it too early, you're going to make a mistake. Sure, listening sessions are wise because it's going to give that cathartic process a chance. So I don't want to take up too much time, sir, but I wanted to say that the people here, I challenge you, Christians, black, white, Asian, let's come together and let's provide a safety net, and then we'll work with business, and then we'll work along with the administration. But don't push them out here up front and say, fix it now, fix it now, fix it now, fix it now, because it's never worked that way. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.